Jonah Coleman had the kind of week we can only report as quiet. No charted practice work surfaced, and no Coleman stat line appeared in the coverage we read of Denver's 33-13 loss to Green Bay. After two straight windows in which the rookie scored on the first team defense in camp and moved the chains in Atlanta, the evidence stream simply paused. The situation around him did not close, though. J.K. Dobbins was rested again for the Green Bay game, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. Two preseason games now without the presumed workhorse taking a snap, and the one documented backfield touch of note went to R.J. Harvey, who caught Bo Nix's 21-yard touchdown with the starters. So the vacancy the beat spent last week describing still exists, and this week the other applicant banked the visible rep. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Coleman was deliberately cold. Spring praise for fourth-round backs predicts nothing, and we said we would grade evidence when it arrived. It arrived early, then paused. That is not a reversal. One uncharted week in a backfield whose lead back keeps sitting is noise, but it is a reminder that his case is being built rep by rep, and this week added none we can cite. The next two data points are big ones. Sean Payton wants his starters playing into the third quarter of Friday's finale against Minnesota, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, which should produce the first extended, documented look at how the touches divide among Coleman, Harvey, and whoever else dresses, and the cutdown to 53 lands Sunday. What to watch? Coleman's touch count and situational snaps against Minnesota, and Dobbins's status either side of it. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.